home. That's no longer true. In today's highly competitive job market, employers demand increased productivity, expecting workers to put in longer hours and to keep in touch almost constantly via fax, cell phones, email, or other communications devices. As a result, employees feel the need to check in on what's going on at the office even on days off. They feel pressured to work after hours just to catch up on everything they have to do. Workers work harder and longer, change their work tasks more frequently, and have more and more reasons to worry about job security. Bosses, colleagues, and family members, lovers, friends, and spouses too, expect instant responses to voicemail and email messages. Even college students have become bound to their desks by an environment in which faculty, friends, and other members of the college community increasingly do their work online. Studies of time spent on instant messaging services would probably show staggering use. This isn't what technology was supposed to be doing for us. New technologies, from genetic research to the internet, offer all sorts of benefits and opportunities. But when new tools make life more difficult and stressful rather than easier and more meaningful, and we are, as a society, barely conscious of it, then something has gone seriously awry, both with our expectations for technology and our understanding of how it should benefit us.
Page 116. Exercise B. Reading. Read and listen to the article.
Is Technology Killing Leisure Time? By John Katz. New surveys suggest that the technological tools we use to make our lives easier are killing our leisure time. We are working longer hours, taking fewer and shorter vacations, and when we do go away, we take our cell phones, PDAs, and laptops along. And we are more stressed than ever, as increased use of email, voicemail, cell phones, and the internet are destroying any idea of privacy and leisure. Since the Industrial Revolution, people have assumed that new labor-saving devices would free them from the burdens of the workplace and give them more time to grow intellectually, creatively, and socially, exploring the arts, keeping up with current events, spending more time with friends and family, and even just goofing off. But here we are at the start of the 21st century, enjoying one of the greatest technological boom times in human history, and nothing could be further from the truth. The very tools that were supposed to liberate us have bound us to our work and study in ways that were inconceivable just a few years ago. It would seem that technology almost never does what we expect. In the old days, the lines between work and leisure time were markedly clearer. People left their offices at a predictable time, were often completely disconnected from and out of touch with their jobs as they traveled to and from work, and were off duty once they were